Erevin Perkei Mishnehei, the last Mishnah that we have over here about the intricacies of measuring. Who measures? How to measure? Ein moididin ela min ha-mumcha. Plus the wording means that only a mumcha, only somebody who's an expert, should measure, because otherwise there's going to be discrepancies. It's a very fascinating pirush that the Rab brings down. B'shem the goyim. Stami means you have high goyim. That says that mumcha over here is a lashon of a posuk, also coincidentally a maaseh, and also referring to the layout of a place. It's over there where the Torah is mapping out the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael in Perek Lamedal posuk Giral, and the posuk says umocha al kosev yam kineres kedmo, that the border goes around the yam kineres over there. With the yam kineres, the border goes. So the mocha means flattened out width. So what that means to say is that the measurement should be made as much as possible in a place that's straight. Again, a place where there's no discrepancies. That's the idea. Lemaisa, let's say there are discrepancies. Riba lemocha mechad, one type of discrepancy at least, is when you measured and the measurement comes out, you measure from one place, you measure from another place, the straight line of 2,000 amos comes out different. Again, because of the Mekadrin, and because of the Oymid, and because of the Noikvin, all the different chalokim of how to do and how to go over the ditches and how to go over the har. Riba lamokim echad, umiyat lamokim echad, there's a discrepancy in the measurements that were made. Shoymin lamokim she ribo. We hear the ribo. We hear the place that's more. Now, clearly, this suggests that we go lekula, which the Mishnah speaks out. Riba le'echod umiyat la'acher. One person measured and it came out this way. Another person measured and came out slightly different. Obviously, if there's a huge discrepancy, that means somebody's doing something wrong. But there's always going to be the nature of measuring. There's no exact. So, we listen to the one who measured more, who measured further. The Mishnah doesn't speak out why, but in the next Mishnah, in the next chelik of the Mishnah, Legabi Nemonus, look at the last line, Shele Omru Chachomim Es Hadova Lahachmel Lahoka, which is a lashon that we have chazed over and over again, that the Gzdorim of Eruvei Tchumim were set in place, but the Chachom set it up with a loose, with kulas. And Mamel over here also, if there's going to be discrepancies, Lamaisa, the measurement was done right. It was done by a mumcha, it was done the right formula, the way we had in the previous Mishnah. The halacha is that one could be made. Rav points out that usually when there's a riba and a mi'at, that's because somebody was measuring and he wasn't pulling the rope tightly enough. With that, you're going to get more space because it's going to stretch further. That's usually where the riba is coming out. That's why we nem on the account of the riba. Lamaisa, the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, which is in Shin Tzadik Tes, bring down the halacha of riba mi'at slightly different. They bring it down that there was an accepted tchum shabbos in that town, and now somebody came along, somebody who was a mumcha came along and measured, and he comes out with a larger measurement. Same nekuda. Point is that even though this was huchzak as the tchum for years, lamaisa, now that another mumcha made a cheshmin and he did it right, the halacha is we follow the marbe, not the mamayit. Now the Mishnah continues, another kula, that let's say you have a place that's established, this is the Tchum Shabbos. In Amolige Zeiten, they would have around every town, every village. That was part of the avoid of the townspeople. I mean, you need a mikveh, you need an eruv. You also need to know the gedorim of the Tchum Shabbos, the way you're allowed to go. And the shaila is, let's say there was somebody who remembered, here's where the skanim of the previous dar marked off, till here you're allowed to go. You have to start measuring again. You see already from the Mishnayos what an asik it is. So you rely on a previous measurement, and we rely when maimin, the edus, the testimony, afilu eved, afilu shivcho, nemonim leimarad kan tchum shabbos. Again, the reason is because of kulo. Even though lechayr and eved and shivcho should not be believed edus. So again, over here, it's the Rabbanan. There's also the point that Tzemilsa David L'Gluya L'maisa, they're not going to lie, because this is something that's verifiable. It's not an accounting of an event. which either you were there or you weren't there. Over here, you can take it out and you can measure. So because of that, Gilui Milsim Alma is always more of an emunah. We find that in other places. Even the Marshal Davisha Be'erva, some of the Rishonim explain that a woman is nemon to be made that her husband died, even though it's a davish baby, she needs to aid him. Some of the Rishonim hold that's a kulam and dirabonim. But some Rishonim clearly say that in the Yevamis, that by Milsa David Lugluya, we're quicker to din deraisa to believe Eidus, because there's no being Meshach. Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah is actually a little bit of a mystery, more than a little bit of a mystery, because the halacha over here doesn't talk about Eruv Tchumim. We've been deep in the halachas the last 2.5 brachim of Eruv Tchumim. What's more interesting is that the next Mishnah Zayin, does talk about Eruv Tchumim. Here you have a Mishnah Vov falls in the middle of the peg. It's talking about Eruv Chatzeris. Chatzeris does have some type of pshat, not 100% understandable what he means, but let's learn the Mishnah. Ir shel yochid v'naseh shorab. So we have to give a little bit of agdom over here. The halach is Eruv Chatzeris. You have a town, and if you surround it with a wall, with a fence, so the whole thing becomes Rishu Seyochid. Still, since there are a lot of people coming, going, sharing space, it has definitely a tzura of Rishu Sarabim. Even if it's Mukim Mechitzis, you need a Ruvi Chatzeris to be able to carry out of the houses into the more public places, into the Chatzeris. Chazal were goizid, if you have a whole town, that the whole town is carryable, is Nitin Latiltl, it's going to be Nishtakach Teiras Hoitzo. Therefore, you should have one place in the town that there should be a hecker that there's an Isser. The whole town is from Yidden. We'll learn the next parak that if you have people that are not from, you have Goyim, it's not that easy to be Ma'ariv, the common area. But if you have a town with a few hundred families, they're all from Yidden. So you want to make one Eruv Chatzeris for everybody. You have to leave over one place where you can't carry, just in order that there should be a hecker that's the suicide var. The Mishnah makes a distinction between the Ir Shel Yochid and the Ir Shel Rab. What's the Ir Shel Yochid, Ir Shel Rab? The big machlokes Rishonim. According to the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Rav, most of the Rishonim that over here are on the Mishnah, is that Yochid means it's owned by a Yochid, Rab means it's owned by a Rab. Most towns are not owned by one person. If it is owned by one person, then we treat it not as a Rishus Rab, and then you don't have to be Mishar. It's not a place that has to be, that it has some place where you're not allowed to carry. A Yisho Rabim is a place that's owned by a Rabim. It should have a Shiur in the Eruv. Rashi's Pshat of Yisho Yochid and Yisho Rabim brings out important information that's necessary b'chol in being makif a town with an Eruv. Rashi learns that Yisho Yochid means a place that doesn't have a rabbim streaming into the city. What's called a rabbim? How many people is a rabbim? A minion, 10, 30, 100? How many people is a rabbim? Rashi over here, this is where Rashi says, is that a Ir Shel Rabbim is a place with 600,000 people. This is the famous Shita of the Rishonim, that 600,000 people, which is the number of people that use the main highway in the Machne Yisrael, which is the source, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, of the Malach of Hoitzah. Hoitzah comes from the Rishus HaRabim, which was the main thoroughfare in the Machne Yisrael. They carried on, they carried over, they carried through. And because of that, the amount of people over there, that's how many people you need in order to define as Rishus HaRabim. Many Rishonim hold like this Shita, many Rishonim disagree. The Bir Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchus Hoitzah, makes the Cheshbon, he brings all the Rishonim Barichus, and that's a famous machloikis. And of course, that's one of the famous nitunim that the Achronim dan in surrounding a city where you have a rabbim, a Rishus HaRabim deraisa. If you go with the discussion that we learned about in the second perek, that when you have a rabbim coming in, they cut through the mechitzes, baki bo rabbim, and they mevatel the mechitzes. What's a rabbim? You have the same shmuz. Now Rashi speaks out also that the roads in the Rishus HaRabim, in order to define it as Rishus HaRabim, have to have a certain width. That for sure, according to all the Rishonim, we learn out from Digle Midbar, from the highway in the Midbar, which was 16 amos wide, That's how wide it had to be. If you cheshbin out the agolos that we use for transportation, kibavur in the sugis and shabbos. So Irshal Yochid v'nasas shol rabbim. It was a mokim yochid according to either pshat of the rishonim v'nasas shol rabbim. So over there, in the rabbanon legabi this tzorich that there should be a shir, we still give it the kula of a mokim yochid. The halacha is ma'arvin as kula. You don't have to leave over a place for that heker. V'shol rabbim v'nasas shol yochid. It retains that din ain ma'arvin as kula. You need a shir. Elohim kein also chutzalo ki ir chadosha shib Yehuda. It needs a shir, it needs one place like we explained where there's no eruv, where there's an Israel tzor. And the Lashon of the Mishnah is interesting. Elohim kein also chutzalo outside of it. What do you mean? Leaving over part of the city. So the chiddush over here is that even though it's batim outside the city walls, but it's connected, so that's also good as a heker, it's close enough to create that shaloi tishtakach teres eruv. How big does that area have to be? Dalar Amas? So the Mishnah says it has to be Kiir Chadosh Shem Yehuda. It's a small town in Yehuda. Chadosh doesn't mean a new town. It means there was actually a town. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. There was a town in Yehuda called Chadosh. So that's a very small town. Also, the town of Chadosh would seem was a shir itself to another town. So that's the prototype over here. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sholosh Chatzeres Shel Shnei Batim. Size is very, very small. It just has to be three chatzeros. And each one, two batim. That's minimal amount. There's another shear that the Gemara brings, which is not in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchok, that even one bias in one chotza. The Maisa Intesant, even though that sheet is not prone in the Mishnah, this is the way we paskin. Since halach gedivrei mekel be'eruv, we'll paskin over here, which is unusual. The Rosh is matmi on this. We'll paskin at least the Rif paskins like a shita in a brisa. Rabbi Yitzchok in this case is a tananana moira. Keneged the tanoim in the Mishnah. It's a chiddush, unusual. But divrei mekilim be'eruv we paskin like, and lamaisa that one house in one chotza will be off limit to the town people to carry in and out. And the rest of the town, you could be ma'ariv, you could surround it with a mechitza, and it's all carryable.